The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive right here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, punch of the time clock. Brandon and Bear here with me. Rick Butler of Quality Control. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Russ.
I wasn't saying that to you specifically, Bear. No. That would be weird. I was just saying it to the audience, you know, in general.
Saying it to everybody.
But thank you. Thank you. I hope Cupid's arrow has hit each and every one of you in the heart. I know we're all riding the high of Tennessee basketball. I know we're all enjoying the thrill of being number one in a big game coming up this weekend, but take time to remember what's truly important. And that, ladies and gentlemen, what did John Lennon say, Bear?
All you need is love, bro.
All you need is love.
Love is all you need.
Love is all you need. Nothing you can say that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung.
What are you doing?
Am I the only one in here that with a significant other that has to do this stuff today? Or you guys are all just
He-Man Woman Haters Club.
What do you do, Brandon? I mean, you like, what do you and Cody Mack do? A couple of single dudes.
What am I doing? Yeah.
Do you have a date?
No, I'm going to go home. I'm going to get some food and
just same as any other night, huh?
Yeah, and I'm going to watch I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. So that's starting season 3.
Oh man. I don't know if that's sad or awesome. Maybe
a little bit of both.
Rick, any plans, a special someone? Anybody? No, just nobody in your sights. You're not going to go stalk somebody, stand outside her apartment awkwardly in the bushes, looking in longingly?
No.
Okay. All right. I myself have already gotten most of the goods taken care of. Got the card. Got the chocolates. Debating on whether or not to do the flowers. That doesn't seem like a crucial part of the equation to me. I might do it. It just kind of depends on how bad I want to get home when I get out of here. How hungry I am, pretty much, the end of the day. Last night, I need to get home quick, man. It was those 6:30 tips. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday, Brandon. It's like you get home and you flip the TV on. I don't like it. At 7 o'clock, I feel like it would be perfect. It gives me plenty of time to get home, you know, change into the sweatpants, do whatever you got to, slip into something a little more comfortable, if you know what I mean. And, you know.
No, Russ.
Grab
Why don't
a bite
you stop
to eat.
Right there and explain that one to us and the audience.
I like to put on the sweatpants and sweatshirt, you know, slip into something more comfortable, relax a little bit.
He's slipping into his bathrobe.
Maybe.
You know he's got a crushed red velvet smoking jacket.
Well, no, actually.
Like, I swear to God, on one of his periscopes, I think I can see the outline of like his little pipe rack.
Well, people were giving me grief on Periscope last night because I was still in my jacket, like I was still in my work clothes. Like I just got home, literally turn on the TV as soon as I get home and watch the game. So I don't like it. I like to have a little time to kind of.
It was a little chilly the other night. Was that last night?
Yes.
Yeah, it was still a little chilly.
Well, no matter.
I watched the halftime Periscope.
Did you watch the game?
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't feeling real good. That's why I left early yesterday and.
Bear's done his homework this afternoon.
Yeah. Have you done your research?
I missed like the first like 3 minutes, and then I watched pretty much all of it from there.
Vols just grind up South Carolina, just absolutely chew them up and spit them out, man. Gamecocks hung up; they hung with us for maybe about 10 minutes, and then they made the fatal mistake. the just what are you doing error of the dude who looks like the Bloomin' Onion. What's his name? Gravitt.
Hassani Gravitt.
Just comes in and a completely – he looks like a Bloomin' Onion. I want some Thousand Island dressing whenever I see him. Like, he just absolutely hammers Jordan Bone on a breakaway, and we all held our collective breath. The season flashed in front of our eyes. And I think we all kind of – it just drove home the point of, like, how valuable Jordan Bone is to our team. When he hit – I mean, let's be honest, like –
I wish really I had a recording worried. Of what came up. I mean, I shrieked. I'll go ahead and admit it. I came up out. I levitated out of my chair and landed, you know, face down in the middle of my living room floor.
It looked like, oh, God,
no.
At first, you're wondering, did he break his arm? Did he break his wrist? And then he's holding it, and you're like, is it cracked? And I don't know, man. He stayed in the game. But, I mean, this is the second game in a row, right? Or the second of three games in which Bone has – he twisted the ankle a little bit against Mizzou, and then last night falls hard on the wrist. And it's not like we have time where he can take a couple of days off. I mean, we've got the short turnaround now for Kentucky.
Of course.
They practice today, practice tomorrow, and we're going to need him to play a full 30-plus Saturday at Corrupt Arena. So, hey, man. What did Butch used to say? Winning is fragile.
It's critical.
He was right. It's, you know, we're one terrible injury away from seeing our hopes, dreams, and aspirations crumble.
I mean, there's certain ones that would just destroy. I mean, there's certain ones, too, that are – I almost hate to say it, but
– yeah, let's not even. We know what it is. Let's not even speak those risk speaking those into existence. So anyway, South Carolina makes the fatal mistake. They go with the hard foul, and it was a game there. I think it was a 1-point game.
Yeah, but you know what, Russ? And this is where the only time you'll ever hear me fault Barnes. I feel like that was a fairly intentional kind of thing. It was a flagrant one. Just me, but I probably would have put Walker in the game and told him to take Gravic up in about the third row.
Well,
you can't let it get out there that you can just take Jordan Bone and throw him 3 yards deep.
Know of any coach that's going to – I mean, this isn't hockey. We're not going to put in the goon to go out there and seek retribution. But what we did do was raise our collective level of play, because after that we went on a 9-0 run and the game was over. We were never seriously threatened from there on out. And I think the foul – like, I don't think that we were out looking to harm – South Carolina, but I think we played harder after that, and I don't think we were taking any crap off those guys. Frank Martin, after the game, said we would try to set screens, and Tennessee would just blow them up. Like, we'd just run through their screens, you know, as if their guys weren't even there.
I guess carrying the telephone poles up and down the stadium also.
Yeah, and that's a tough team, too. I mean, that's not like we're out-physicaling, you know, candy-ass Florida, who I think is kind of soft. I mean, that's South Carolina, Frank Martin coach team. They might not have a bunch of talented players on it, but it's one of the toughest, hardest-nosed teams in the league. And we basically broke their will. So after that foul, you know, thank God Bone is all right. And then we go on a run, and it was game over. We just kind of, like I said, you know, chewed them up, grinding them up, spit them out over the course of the ball game. And –
you do got to admit, it would have been kind of cool to see Derek Walker put him about three rows up into the cheap seats, though, wasn't it? In a perfect world?
Yeah.
Do you agree with
me? I mean, was it a dirty play or was it a good hard foul?
No, it was a dirty-ass play.
Would you have said that if it was one of our guys?
Hell yeah. I'd been proud of him, but I would have said, that's a dirty-ass play. Admiral. He's the kind of guy on our team. He, you know.
Frank Martin's boys play tough, man.
Who's that kid off the football team that ran 40 yards in front of a referee and targeted somebody?
Oh, Jameer Johnson.
Yeah, my new favorite player.
I've heard he's having a great offseason.
I imagine he does.
He's putting on a lot of weight.
I mean, the young man seems to have a hot motor.
More good bench play, I thought, last night from Bowden and Fulkerson.
Bowden's a bad man. Will everybody agree with me finally? Can we finally agree? Since he put him on, you know, got him fixed.
I don't think anybody's disagreeing with
you.
I don't think that was a heated debate.
I don't think that was much of a heated debate.
That's why I was so worried when he was hurt.
The one that's been debated is Fulkerson. And
last night, that's the kind of game, if we can get that out of him every single night, I think.
Yeah, I got you there, man. But he had some looks, and he's got to understand he's playing. He's got to step up his level of play. He's got to realize he's got an elite set of guards, and specifically Jordan Bone, that can get the ball in his hands underneath, and he's got to do a better job about not fumbling away opportunities at dunks. He did it two or three times last night. Perfect, beautiful passes from Bone, and I think Bowden on another one where they were just trying to feed him underneath there.
I mean, yeah, it'd be great if he can get better at that. I think it's a little too much to ask in the middle of the season. I mean, maybe next year he'd...
A little too much to ask. If you want to be on the floor during NCAA run, start catching the ball.
I feel like he's doing exactly what Barnes needs him to do. He comes in, he gives you a lot of energy. He gave you 6 points off the bench last night. A lot of...
Should have been 12, Brandon. Well, should have been 12.
You don't need 12 out of him.
No, yeah, I mean, he's 2 of 2 from the field.
That was three possessions. That was 3 turnovers.
It'd be great, but you don't need it.
Fulkerson? He didn't have any turnovers last night.
He fumbled 3 passes into him.
He had 0 turnovers in the game. I mean, I thought that was
because they put the turnover on Bone.
That was his best performance, man. I mean, he had the alley-oop dunk, the put-back dunk was spectacular. He's playing with energy. I think he's playing really well. Bowden's doing his thing. Pons comes back last night, only plays 3 minutes, just kind of, I guess, getting his feet wet a little bit. I mean,
if we get him used to wearing that mask.
If we get solid minutes out of him, I'm telling
Jalen Johnson flashed?
Yeah, I mean, that's unexpected, I guess. But if he's going to be a player, and Barnes after the game said, look, like, for him, it's just defense, and he's finally starting to do that. And if he can do that, then he can play here. And I thought he played really well. He had the 4-point play. I thought his most impressive play was he got the ball on a possession where South Carolina was in zone, and Grant flashes to the high post towards the end of the first half, and Johnson made just a great, it didn't look like much at the time. It was a really difficult pass where he could step across his body and feet, bounce pass into the post, and Grant just quick turnaround, buried a jumper from the elbow. It was, it was impressive to see Jalen Johnson out there. So, I don't know. Maybe if Pons can't get back to the level that he was at, maybe those minutes go to Johnson.
It'd be nice if they could pick up the slack while Pons is recovering from his injury.
Yeah, I mean, we just need one of those wing guys, I think, to step in and give us a nice solid 8-man rotation that we can depend on. It feels like there's just, one of those guys.
Any hope for Derek Walker right now? Because it'd really long term, nice
yes,
to
but
have...
I don't think we need him right now.
What if we get into a tournament game where we're having to muscle up against Virginia?
If Saturday, if Grant or Admiral or Kyle get in foul trouble, then you might need solid minutes from him, I suppose. But hopefully we're past that with these guys. I just thought an all-around solid, gritty performance. And guess what? Now we can do what we've all been doing anyway, which is move forward and focus on the task at hand. The task at hand, my friends, is going up the road. Going up the road to visit those toothless, brainless, mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging, meth-addled, slack-jawed yokels from Kentucky and working in the coal mines all day. Working in the coal mine. Hacking up that black lung. Lusting over Ashley Judd. Oh, man, I'm ready for it. I'm ready. We'll talk about it. Stay tuned. It's The Drive getting fired up on a Valentine's Day edition of the show. Stay with us. You got your Rocky Top Report coming up.
The Drive.
Is that what this song is?
Timeless love song. get you in the mood. Happy Valentine's Day from your friends here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. Tennessee back out on the practice floor this afternoon, getting ready for a trip to Kentucky. What time is tip-off this weekend, Brandon?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Big ESPN national game. Some of the luster taken off, I guess, from a hype standpoint with Kentucky dropping one to LSU, but...
Oh, I don't think so at all. I think it's added a different kind of flavor to it. You know, the whole the group of people that you're a member of that, you know, are afraid that the Kentucky basketball team is going to come out seething with this blind, hate-filled rage, and somehow that's going to elevate their play enough to beat us.
Well, what is it added then?
It's added that element to it. Like, we're going in there, they're, you know, the narrative now is they're a wounded animal. We're coming in a Rupp Arena. It's them against
the world. I don't
know.
Are they wounded, backed into a corner, are going to lash out with all they've got? Or are they – because the last time they were wounded, after that Duke game, like, it, they lost to Seton Hall. They lost their conference opener to Alabama before they were playing well. Like, it's taken them a long time to get their footing back, and then they get knocked down a peg. Or is that going to be a blow to their confidence? Like, I don't – Kentucky's a hard team to get a read on. They're a hard team to get a read on. Like, a lot of quality recruits on there, but they're young. Last year they had a lot of quality recruits on the roster, and they were young, and they weren't very good, and we swept them. And then guess what? By the time we played them in the SEC tournament, they had turned it around. They're a better team. And, you know, they peaked later. Has this Kentucky team, are they peaking later? Are they still developing? Are they not as good? Are they better and just, you know, haven't peaked yet?
I don't think they're as good as last year.
No, at this point. I don't think they're as good as last year's team.
By the way, did you see that Kevin Knox dunk last night on Ben Simmons?
No.
Oh, nasty.
Ben going to need some therapy from it? I mean, did he break it down?
He put it on his head pretty bad.
Did he emasculate him?
It was, yeah.
Very emasculating? Yeah,
it was a face full. I think that for Kentucky, like, their mindset, I feel like I know what our mindset is going to be. I'm not worried about, like, the moment being too big or us, our guys pressing. Like, we just have a machine. We come out and do what we do. And – like, I think there are certain teams, and Kentucky might be one of them, where if they just play their A++ game and everything's falling for them, they could probably beat us. Throw Duke, Gonzaga, a couple of other teams in that. You know, Kansas when they were healthy, obviously. But if they're not doing that, like, I don't know if their just regular A game is good enough to beat us. 'Cause I'm pretty sure I know what we're going to get out of us. I'm not sure what we're going to get out of them. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I think our guard play is better than theirs. I think we definitely have the better point guard, and I think our bigs are better than theirs. The only thing that worries me about this is going up to Rupp.
The Rupperies and just the atmosphere, and I mean, now I'll tell you what, they can get hot. They can get hotter than South Carolina got last night. They've got some shooters.
Oh, no.
Those guys are young.
I mean, if they hit threes, then yeah. But I think –
things get hairy quick.
I mean, we're obviously the better team.
Top to bottom. Better coach from Coach Barnes on down.
But here's the thing about the three thing. Everybody's like, oh, man, we're going out too much threes. And we are, like – but South Carolina shot 61% against us last night and lost by 12. 61% from three-point range and lost by 12. And they took a lot. I mean, 14 of they made 14 threes last night and were not – it was non-competitive. By the way, people were asking me on the Periscope, and you guys know it's not my style to pat myself on the back. It's just not the kind
of
guy I am.
Oh, God.
People were asking me for my score prediction, which, like, never happens. Like, I thought that was kind of weird. Like, people kept, what's the score going to be, Russ? And I just said, 85-70. Like, it was just a couple of round numbers that came into my mind. I was thinking, you know, it was a 15-point line.
12 to 15 points.
And so I just said 85-70. And guess what? 20 seconds to go. It's 85-70. We've got the ball. And I'm like, I'm going to nail it. This is going to be the greatest I told you so of all time. And I guess we like missed a shot or something, and they got it, went down and hit a three.
Just buried
it. Just totally ruined my moment. Yeah.
Like
so
just like that.
Just like that. So anyway, big game this weekend. Portion of the show today brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank, where you can earn 1.75% on a free checking account at CNB. 21 branches throughout Sevier, Knox, Jefferson, and now Hamblin County with the new location open. Be sure to visit CNBTN.com to learn more about the mystery rate that will be available soon on a CD. Check them out again, CNBTN.com. Special mystery rate promotion coming up this month at Citizens National Bank. Again, our phone number, 865-546-8200, if you want to chime in this afternoon. Some football news today. I see where we have a new entry into the portal. Brandon, can we jump in the transfer portal now as Jeremy Pruitt begins to look around and see what is all out there for him in the transfer portal?
Coach Pruitt's entered the portal to take a
look
around?
No. Oh, I mean, I hope not. Landon Dickerson is in the portal. Now, if you follow recruiting, this is a familiar name. Landon Dickerson was a four-star offensive lineman from Western Virginia in the class of 2016. And, like, he was thought at one point to be a Tennessee lean. Very highly touted offensive lineman. He went to Florida State.
Whoa.
He has had injury problems. He had an ACL there one year. He's had injury problems his whole career there. Only played two games the past season. But Florida State, people say, when healthy, he has been their best offensive lineman. Now, maybe that's not saying much because their offensive line has been so bad.
That's what I was going to say.
But he is a quality player when healthy. And there is some thought that Tennessee is going to try and make a run at Landon Dickerson, who I believe is a graduate transfer and would be able to play immediately, plug-and-play guy along the offensive line. So keep that name in mind, Landon Dickerson, as maybe you plug him into the –
Dickerson?
Yes.
Okay. I wrote down Richardson for some reason.
Maybe you plug him – well, maybe you're thinking Drew Richardson or Drew Richmond. Maybe you plug him into the Drew Richmond spot. And
he'd be an older hand,
yeah,
and maybe take a little bit of the pressure off of the two freshmen coming in, you know, because I feel like that's going to be a huge ask to have two freshmen that are going to be ready to come in and start in the Southeastern Conference. I'm not trying to
be negative
or anything. I'm just saying.
Oh, it definitely will.
I mean, you know, it doesn't happen. You can – if we can get more than 10 true freshmen – if we can name more than 10 true freshmen that have started at left or right tackle in the SEC, I'd be surprised.
Well, the thing I wonder about is, are both Darnell and Wanye, are they both tackles? Is there, you know, the tackle bodies, but in that Under Armour All-Star game that they both played in, where the huge kid who went to Bama started at left tackle, and they started Wanye at left guard and Darnell at right tackle.
Darnell looks more like a tackle to me.
I mean, I think they both have tackle bodies. They say Wanye has like this the long arms that NFL scouts covet for tackle bodies. But, you know, keep in mind, Trey Smith, he signed as the number one offensive lineman in the country. Everybody just thought automatically you plug him in as a tackle, and he started at right guard and was dominant as a true freshman. So you don't know until you get him on campus, I suppose, and let him develop a little bit. But I would love to add Landon Dickerson to that mix. If not him, somebody else. The Pettibone kid went to, what did you say, Indiana?
Yeah.
So he's off that list.
Is there any Tennessee connection to Indiana right now?
Mike DeBoard.
Is he still up there?
Actually, he might have retired, but he was up there for the past 2 years.
I think he did.
I think he may have taken another job.
Let's take a quick look.
Old Debo.
Debo get a bad rap.
I mean, a little bit, yeah. I mean,
he did take another job.
Where at? Told you, I thought I was right.
He is currently the offensive coordinator for the San Diego Fleet.
In the AAF?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
He's with the fleet.
There's a segment of the coaching world that's making
is Bob
really
Stoops
nice.
In that league?
Yes.
Now?
Spurrier, Stoops, DeBoard.
Mike Singletary.
Singletary.
He's the head coach of the Memphis team.
It's like the senior PGA tour of football. These coaches go out there, make a decent amount of money, no recruiting. You get to do what you love, which is coach football.
Yep.
There's not any kind of big-time pressure like there would be in the NFL or major college. I bet it's fun as hell for guys like Spurrier and Stoops.
Have you seen some of the – we can get out of the transfer portal now.
It's a weird place.
It
man.
Is weird. Good to be back here on solid ground. Have you seen some of these player tweets about the coaching staff?
No.
Yeah. A lot about
tell me more.
Chaney.
And Derek Ainsley.
Yeah. Both Garantano and Maurer have tweeted stuff about just how great Chaney is.
Maurer's called him an offensive mastermind. They seem very excited about Jim Chaney taking over. And they're doing the off-season program, so I guess they must have had some sort of skull session meeting of the minds where they watched film or something yesterday with the new assistants, because Maurer and Garantano were both raving on Twitter about Jim Chaney. And then Alante Taylor said had a very positive tweet about Derek Ainsley, which is good, because you know you wonder about the coaching change there for those guys.
I mean, Chaney was extremely well liked by the players when he was here the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we first hired him back, I noticed a lot of tweets from guys that played here during that era. Like even Derek Rogers.
He's got a very positive reputation.
Yeah.
In amongst coaches, amongst media, amongst players. So big asset for Tennessee. I hope
feel like we ought to be more thankful for where we're at right now. Does it feel like we're coming out of the darkness a little bit?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, we're Tennessee fans, man. We've got PTSD big time after just the past 10 years or so, and it's hard to just embrace. It does seem like a lot of positive vibes coming from the football right now.
Did you underestimate or appropriately estimate how much having this good of a basketball team was going to help? You know, like if this was a horrible year in basketball, we'd still be drilling the 5-7 football season.
They'd be freshening up that CV and that resume ready.
Yeah.
I don't know. Looking for a new line of work.
Who would have thunk it?
It's been a while since I've thought about that. I don't even know, like, what would I do if I showed up like I did in 2005 and found the locks had been changed on the radio station. They were playing Spanish music. I don't even know what I'd do.
Is a true story.
Oh, yeah.
You never told me that one.
I've told several times. Maybe that's radio cutthroat business, man.
That's not the funniest one.
What was the funniest one?
The funniest one where you came into work thinking you were going to do the drive. And then you just, you know.
Oh, yeah, when 94.3 flipped.
Yeah, they flipped the day of them telling
you. That was awkward.
It was pretty awkward for
It's always awkward. I remember one situation, I wasn't involved in this one, but it was a big radio group, and they called, like, the, you know, all 100 employees down into the big conference center or something. They had a big announcement, and everybody's like, oh, God, what's this going to be? And the announcement was they were flipping formats on one of the, you know, three or four radio stations that this company owned, and the whole staff is there. And so, like, the people that worked on that radio station are like, oh, great. You mean we're out of a job? Yeah.
So not everybody got canned? Just one?
The like, on-air staff for that radio station did. That's how they found out at a big, big company meeting like that. Radio sucks, man. It's awful. Don't get involved. You're out there, oh, this sounds like such a fun job. That's terrible. Don't get involved, man. You don't want these problems. Stay with us. The drive continues, except we don't have it here at Fan Run Radio.
No, we don't.
Because we got a good crew, and it's locally owned and operated, so we don't have to deal with any of that corporate bullcrap. Back with more. We'll get your smoking hot question coming up on The Drive. Stay with us.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
The Drive rages on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get misty-eyed over here.
Yeah, girl. Setting the mood. The little Wham. On your Valentine's Day. We welcome you back. It's The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. George Michael, he's still alive?
No, he passed away, unfortunately.
Okay. I think he was part of the 2016.
Oh, the year of death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was actually, was it Christmas Day, 2016?
Yeah. It was really sad when they found him, yeah.
R.I.P. George Michael. Good night,
Sweet
Prince.
Insanely talented.
Yeah, great voice. Great voice. All right. Should I stop with the coal mine routine? Some people are severely offended by that.
Who? Kentucky fans?
Matt Jones tweeting at you? No, there's a guy who says he's been listening to for years and says
it's beneath us.
The coal miner black lung stuff. He says he lives in, he grew up in coal country. Is that? Here's the thing.
I could see that.
It's Kentucky. They bring out a level of hatred, a level of animosity, a level of immaturity, a level of insensitivity that, I know it's a bad look. I know I'm a jerk. I'm a terrible person when I make these cracks and I feel bad about it. I see these tweets. I check my timeline. I see, people get mad about it, but here's the thing. I can't stop. It's an involuntary physical reaction.
It's like compulsion. Yeah,
Kentucky brings it. It turns me into a bad person. I know it's a bad look. I don't particularly like it about myself. I would change it if I could, but I can't. I can't. Therefore, the coal mine thing stays. And I hope you'll stay if you're offended by that or anything else that is said regularly on The Drive. I hope you'll stick around. I hope you'll put up with it. But I'm not going to stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Unless we lose a sponsor or something like that, and money talks. Then I would have to stop.
Great cash, homie.
It is what it is. So,
I can understand.
I apologize.
There's a lot of
I apologize.
Coal mine.
I apologize for not being able to apologize.
That sounds about right.
That's as close as I could get.
It's our policy on The Drive, Russell. It's well known.
It's as close as I can. No, I mean I will apologize. I believe rarely will you apologize. No, I apologize a lot.
Oh, come on, man.
I apologize all the time. For this,
you have never,
I cannot apologize.
In the years that I've known you, ever apologized to me.
What do I need to apologize for?
I mean, that would take up a whole segment.
Name one. What's the number one thing I need to apologize for?
I feel like sometimes you're a little harsh on me and the boys.
Be specific. If you could tell me something you make the case that I was
just
out of line.
Just your overall... Tone towards us.
Be very vague. I need specific. This time when you said this and you said it like this, I was hurt.
I mean, it's not so much me this week as it is poor Brandon. I mean, you pulled a hammer out of your back pocket and smashed him in the face with it on Monday.
Brandon, and I feel like I apologized at the time, but I will apologize again. I was way out of line Monday. You are a valuable asset, and I will fight anybody that tries to steal you from The Drive, Brandon Ork. That's the kind of love I have for you. It's not just because it's Valentine's Day.
There's been an anonymous trade proposal floated.
And I accept your apology.
In other news. I apologize.
Okay, here's another
one. It's an apology.
You took a unwarranted cheap shot at a buddy of mine yesterday.
Who's that?
Cody McClure.
Is this the airing of grievances on Valentine's Day?
What did I say about Big Cody Mack?
You said out of everybody that worked at Fan Run, he was most likely to completely trash and screw
Am
up
I
in front
wrong?
Of a sponsor.
I feel like that was an observation, not a cheap shot. I mean, a fairly obvious observation. Am I wrong?
I kind of feel like you are.
I mean, is there even a close second on that list? And I love Cody Mann. It's one of the things I like about it. But, like, I mean,
I feel like I'm – I feel like you're underestimating my level.
Okay, no, you're right. You're a close second. But you're not on Cody Mack's level. No. Cody Mack got no filter. Can't stop, won't stop. That's why we love him. But it is what it is.
I felt like you said some mean stuff about Houston as well.
Now you're just making stuff up. Now you're just making stuff up. Never said a bad thing. I love Houston. Big Vol Rumor Mill fan. Patrick Braun, Georgia Tech offensive lineman, in the portal. People asking for an update on him. I've never heard of him. But I will do my research.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
I haven't done it yet, but I will, Butch.
Funny, Schmish. Apparently, I've been made aware on Twitter, thank you, fellas, that Stoops is actually going to be a head coach in the XFL.
You know what?
Which is kind of surprising that you do a McMahon thing.
When are they starting
the
that?
AAF. I'm not sure.
Next year? I feel like, and I didn't watch any of the AAF. I'm just, I don't know, man. I'm not that
I did.
Excited
I watched,
about it.
I watched, I'm not that excited about it, but I watched enough of it that it's real football.
It feels like to me, just observing social media excitement about it, it feels like there is a market for another league in the spring. But I don't think there's a market for two.
No.
And I feel like one of those is going to have to go away. And I feel like if Vince barges in with this XFL, I think they might devour each other, which would be a shame because I would like – it would be pretty cool if there were like a spring, summer football league.
I just don't see – how McMahon's gonna, the XFL's gonna be able to survive.
I feel like the AAF kind of has I feel like they have a leg up kind of starting a season before the XFL.
I mean, coaches they've got and what little bit of the product I saw, you know, I mean, they're not gonna have the star power that the NFL does, but I mean, it's like I said, it's real football. I mean, it's, you know, there's a few rules that are different, but. If you're just a football junkie and you like watching football games, like I guess this is how you guys feel about soccer. Like, I have no interest in watching it, but I'll watch the AAF.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I like watching football games.
Patrick Murray on Twitter, WBR, says there has never been a Tennessee-Kentucky game where both teams are in the top five.
Tell me again how this hit one of the biggest games, if not the biggest game ever in Tennessee history.
Because Tennessee-Memphis was 1-2, and Kentucky's lost 4 games now. They're only in the top 5 because the new poll hasn't come out.
Yeah, but they are Kentucky.
Here's the thing. After we beat them, how far are they going to drop? And we are beating them, by the way. Yeah, I'm calling my shot.
Damn, don't jinx us, man.
It worked in football.
I don't think you understand. That's football. Bring football into this. This is Rupp Arena, big boy.
We sucked this year, and we kicked the crap out of them.
You realize we've only won up there 7 times in like 60 years, bro.
I know. We got a better team. I'm confident.
We had the greatest basketball player that ever strapped it on here.
And he won 4 times there. He never lost.
He didn't win 4 times there.
Never lost.
He lost to them, what, once?
He lost to them the first time up there.
And they tried to put the cigarette on.
He would never lose to them again, and he never did. Never.
But you're talking one of the greatest basketball players period ever.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only person that's been able to.
I don't know if you noticed, we got another one on this team, and we are balanced, we are deep, we got more players than they do. We're more experienced, we got a better coach, we're a better team, we're gonna win.
I hope so. Nothing would make me happier. I'm just, you know, you gotta look at it and be reasonable.
I feel like I am being reasonable.
I think it's going to be a really big.
I'll be disappointed if we lost. I'll be crushed if we lose. Saturday, voluntary reaction after the game. I'll be
sad piano music.
I will be just.
Are me and Brandon just going to have to do all the talking while you sit over there and cry
drink
vodka?
You might. I'll be in my feelings. I'm telling you, man, losing to them in the finals of the SEC tournament last year is the most devastating. It's more devastating than any football loss we've had in the last 10 years because the football program's been so bad that my expectations have been so low. I was despondent. I'm still despondent about it.
I'd like to go back and look at your Twitter, your tweets from that day.
I don't remember what it was. I mean, I was just It still hurts, man. I will never get over that one. All right, quick timeout. I might get over it if we win the stupid freaking SEC tournament this year. Something that's never happened in my lifetime. Win the stupid freaking SEC tournament. Stay with us. Your phone call is coming up here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. The unimaginable. The Drive.
Oh, yeah, from the most awkward sex scene in cinematic history when Simba and Nala were getting after it. This is a little weird. A little weird.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about. It was
no,
a weird scene.
Yeah. We don't.
They were reunited.
Yeah.
He'd been lost.
There was that awkward scene where he kind of like pins her on the ground and she's looking up at him all like the look in her,
ready to
the
look
in her
with
eye.
Her.
Oh, yeah. They're going to snuggle. They're going to snuggle after
her. You aren't going to ruin this for me, man. All right?
Let me ruin this for you.
Why you got to make the Lion King weird, dude?
I'm not making it weird.
Yeah,
I mean, they're playing the song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight,
yeah,
like
can
while
you
it's
feel
happening.
The love?
It wasn't brotherly love, the kind of love we have for each other. It was the, I want to make sweet love to you kind of song.
I mean, 99% of the rest of us, Russ, didn't take it that way.
Oh, I think you're wrong there, my friend. I think you're wrong there, my friend.
Don't ruin the line.
Just do a Google search. Simba Nala love scene. I think you'd be shocked at what you see.
All right,
I think you'd be shocked at what you see. You might not want to click some of those links in the station Wi-Fi. Just saying. NSFW. Let's get Phil in here next. Hello, Phil.
All you need is love. All you need is an apology from W. Dun, 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 dun. All you need is love. Love. We need an apology from W.
Wow. Wow.
Like it.
Well, what do I owe you an apology for, Phil? I feel like we've always gotten along swimmingly.
Well, I would say you outside of maybe you probably cut me off more than any caller in the history of talk radio, wouldn't you think?
I've got the 1 week record though, Phil, and
I
still hold the 1 day record.
You probably cut Jamie off more than me. I'll give you credit for that.
You bring it on yourself. You bring it on yourself, Phil. Take some responsibility.
Well, I'm glad you got the prediction right, almost right last night, David. That's good.
They call me Nostra Dumbass.
How'd you like that Catholic whipping up on West last week?
You know what, Phil?
Don't do it.
Don't make me reach for the plunger,
dude,
on
it's
Valentine's
Thursday
Day
before Kentucky
on Valentine's Day, Phil.
I'm like you though, David. I think we're gonna beat Kentucky. I mean, I think unless the referees is totally hopeless, we'll win the game.
But Phil, you out of all people should get what I'm saying. I mean, how many times have we won up there since the old days?
I think it's 5 times in my lifetime. I think
but
five or six.
That they've always had better players. They've always had the better team. And they've had history and maybe some poor officiating on their side, but they don't have that this year, man. Last time we saw Kentucky, they were getting hosed by the officials on their home floor.
Yeah.
We've got a better team. We're not going to be outcoached out there. We're not, and I don't think our guys, Phil, are going to cower in the moment. I don't think they're going to be afraid of the Rupp Arena environment.
Well, the one thing that concerns me is Grant Williams, does he get in foul trouble or not? I think that's going to determine if we win the game.
Yep. And P.J. Washington is playing really, really well right now, so somebody's going to have to be able to guard him without fouling. That's a concern.
Yeah, and P.J. Washington is a little bit like Grant Williams. He's kind of stupid when it comes to fouls. I mean, he's boneheaded too, so I would say the strategy is going to go at both those players.
You know, if I'm Tennessee, I almost wonder, you know, because nobody stop us offensively right now. I just wonder if you're Rick Barnes, you tell your guys, look, you know, we're going to play positional defense, you know, but we're not going to reach and we're not going to slap and we're not going to foul. And if we get into a shootout, that's fine. We'll foul the last 5 minutes of the game. You know, we'll tighten up defensively in crunch time, but just don't get in foul trouble. Because I think you're right, Phil. That's about the only way I see us getting beat this weekend is if we got guys that just, you know, spend a lot of time on the bench.
And I think Tennessee has a big advantage at point guard. I think Bone is a lot better than Higgins. That may be where we win the game.
He certainly has looked it so far. I mean, this is quite an opportunity.
Higgins can't shoot.
Yeah.
We need to just back off and let him shoot.
Well, you know they're going to try and drive.
Yeah, they sure are. But I cram everybody inside that three-point line and dare them to shoot threes. Now, Hero, you got to get on Hero.
Yep.
Jordan Bowden on him a bit.
Yep. I agree.
What do you make of that? I mean, people are just shooting out of their minds against us, but, I mean, the Gravitz kid was shooting from NBA land last night at times, wasn't he?
Well, it all evens out over time. I mean,
I don't know.
You know, South Carolina is a pretty good three-point shooting team, but at least four of those three-pointers, the Tennessee was getting lazy going back on defense, and they were just getting wide-open looks because we were getting – dragging back on a, you know, after we had made basket celebrating.
Yeah.
Celebrating referee, you get beat.
Give him some tough love, Phil.
I want to win, don't you?
Yeah. I want to win this one badly.
We win this one in the driver's seat. We still got to go to LSU, but.
I don't see us winning it if we don't win Saturday. I think it put us behind the eight ball for sure.
Okay. Kentucky's still got to come here.
Yeah.
And if we lose Saturday, we'll have to beat LSU in Baton Rouge.
Most likely. Although I would
see you guys.
Yeah, see you, buddy. I don't think LSU winning out is a given, even though they do have that light schedule. Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up. Fan Run Radio.